It's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lydon. Coming up, remembering one of the founders of the environmental conservation movement, Aldo Leopold. But first, Maryland is about to become the 18th state to abolish the death penalty. A bill has passed the state Senate and is expected to pass the House easily. It has the governor's ardent support. The strongest advocate to end the death penalty in Maryland is Kirk Bloodsworth. In 1985, he was convicted of murder in that state and sentenced to death. Almost 10 years later, he walked out of prison, becoming the first person in the U.S. to be sentenced to death row and then exonerated by DNA evidence. NPR's Margot Adler reports.
When you meet Kirk Bloodsworth, he comes across as the kind of guy you might want to go for a beer with, large, amiable, working class, you might think, maybe a crab fisherman, something he loves to do, by the way. And when he speaks to you in person about his experiences, he's calm.
What do you do with your life after spending almost a decade in prison and 2 years on death row? What do you do with the trauma?
Bloodsworth says he, like most exonerees, suffered from a lot of mental issues. His catharsis, he says, has been public speaking.
So I've traveled the length and breadth of this nation and beyond to tell people my story.
Bloodsworth was reviled, considered a monster, because he was convicted of the brutal rape and murder of a young girl. When he tells his story to an audience like this group of law students at Temple University, the students are riveted.
And the gavel came down on my life, and the sentence was death. The courtroom erupted in applause. They partied till 2 o'clock in the morning to my execution. Except there was one problem. I was an innocent man.
Bloodsworth says speaking in public is better than forking out hundreds of dollars for a psychiatrist. His story has become well known. Misidentification by a neighbor who saw his sketch on TV, then almost a decade later, DNA evidence that exonerated him, that was hidden away in a closet and found almost by accident. Bloodsworth was given $300,000 by the state of Maryland upon his release. Most exonerees are not so lucky, says David Love, the executive director of Witness to Innocence. He says, you're free, life is good, you have no problems. But many exonerees get no money or services.
Many people who are exonerated face PTSD because what they experienced in prison was, in fact, a form of torture, solitary confinement, in some cases 23 hours a day, not able to have physical contact with people. Going through that for years and years, you can't help but have a permanent damage as a result of that.
Alcoholism, drug abuse, homelessness. Bloodsworth says he still can't escape the stigma. As he told the Temple University law students, let's say you go out on a date.
Girl says, oh, it's really nice. Where you been for the last 9 years? What do you say to that? Oh, well, I was in prison. They said I killed somebody. It was a brutal crime, but I didn't do it, and I got DNA about it. Can you pass me the salt? It's really tough.
He was 22 when he was convicted. He came out of prison when he was 31. But his life had stopped when he went in, and all his friends had gone to college, were married, had kids.
I didn't even know how to balance a checkbook.
Witness to Innocence is 10 years old. Membership is limited to death row exonerees. There are 142. About 50 have actually joined. Bloodsworth became advocacy director a little over 3 months ago. The organization's mission is to provide a support network for exonerated death row survivors and their family members, to give support, help with social service issues, and have annual gatherings where exonerees exchange stories and talk about the issues affecting their lives. Witness to Innocence is also pushing for federal compensation for those exonerated from death row. And one of their many missions is working for the repeal of the death penalty. In Maryland, Bloodsworth has been front and center of this battle.
The numbers suggest that the death penalty is not a deterrent and it does not work.
That's Governor Martin O'Malley testifying before a Maryland Senate panel. He and other opponents gave familiar moral arguments that the death penalty is inconsistent with the principles that define American character. Bloodsworth gave a very different kind of argument. Human beings are not perfect, he said.
The prosecutor in my case was very smart. The judges in both trials were very smart.
The homicide detectives were smart, and the jurors were concerned citizens.
But in the end, every single person involved in the state of Maryland versus Kirk Noble Bloodsworth was dead wrong.
A system run by human beings cannot be foolproof, says Bloodsworth. and even the most well-intentioned can make mistakes. And a mistake is an unjustified death. I want to kill the thing that almost killed me, he says. Me and 141 other people. Margot Adler, NPR News.